You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Pet Tech, the podcast show about new technologies to help us care for our pets. I am your host, Ken Jones. Welcome to the show that helps you apply today's technology to make the care of your pets easier, safer, and more fun. I am the Pet Tech Guy, and this is the program where we talk about electronic tracking devices, high-tech nutrition, aquarium gear, filter systems, heating, lighting, computer controls, and much, much more. Technology is the application of science. On Pet Tech, we explore the science behind pet products and services. We also bring you the new and wonderful in the world of pets. If you have a suggestion for a topic or product to discuss on the show, email me at pettech@petliferadio.com. That's pettech, P-E-T-T-E-C-H, at petliferadio, P-E-T-L-I-F-E-R-A-D-I-O.com. I would love to hear from you. And just to make our show even more fun, I award prizes and discounts on pet products. You can win! Visit the show notes page of each episode and listen at the end of the show for instructions on how to claim your discounts and prizes. Today on episode 4, we are going to learn about the 3-in-1 backpack for dogs called the Harvest and a car safety seat for pets called the Sidekick. Both are beautifully executed creations by two ingenious inventors working hard to serve the real needs of pet owners. When I'm on a hike, I love to hike with my dog because Tucker, he's a border collie mix. He loves to run. He loves the outdoors. And we go for hikes, but it always seems to me a little unfair because I'm, stuck behind. I'm carrying all the stuff. I've got a little knapsack that I carry. I got the drinks and the treats. But he doesn't have to carry anything, and he just gets to run all over the place. And I always thought it'd be better, a little more fair, if he had a backpack and he could carry some of the stuff. And thanks to a better pet and one Rachel Friedman, who's joining us today to talk to us about this, dogs have backpacks, and they can. They can carry their fair share. And in fact, Rachel's product's called Harvest, a 3-in-1 product. Before you tell us about your product, though, I'd like to ask, I know you have dogs at home, so say hi, Rachel, and tell us about your pets that have helped with this.
Well, hi, Ken. It's a delight to be on your show, and happy to talk to you about all things dog. I currently live full-time with a trio of dogs, and I often...
Tell us their names.
Well, Bean is my English Springer Spaniel, and he is my spokes dog. So if you peruse my website or see any of my fan pages, which I'll give you information on later, he's a frequent model. Then there is Trip, who is a nearly 11-year-old Jack Russell Terrier, who is a ball of energy still at the age of 11 and a half. And then rounding out the team is a little black Shih Tzu named Tommy the Wizard, who came into my life as a foster dog and has never left and never will. He's a wonderful dog who came with a lot of baggage and is now all healed and wonderful.
Oh, great. Well, that sounds like quite a team. Well, and they've helped you develop this product. Tell us about the product. What is a Harvest?
Harvest is a pulling together of two different things, a harness and a vest, into a unified no-pull harness backpack and calming cape for dogs. And it came about, quite a number of years ago when I was working with a service dog puppy I had agreed to raise and train on behalf of a nonprofit organization. And the little puppy Piper came to me as this little golden fluff ball at about 10 or 12 weeks of age, very tiny, and needed to learn not only how to walk well on a leash, but needed to learn how to be comfortable wearing a cape or some sort of identifying kind of thing on her body so that as she was being trained for public service access, she would, be identified as such and it would ease the burden.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen things like that.
And no-pull harnesses, which are more popular now and more familiar both on the East and West Coast as well as in the middle of America, are these really great products that by putting the leash in the center of the dog's chest on an O-ring prevents the dog from pulling or pulling with much force. So I was fitting little puppy with a little harness in her size, and I was trying to put this sort of ill-fitting cape on her, and it just seemed very cumbersome and overbearing for this little puppy. So I thought, well, I should go see if there's something that combines both together. So I did my due diligence and discovered that there was no such thing. So I decided to invent it. Mm-hmm. And I am by nature a social worker who has developed her own dog training business. And so engineering and inventing were not things that I was particularly familiar with. But it was a very interesting and long road I walked to bring a product from my mind into reality and then also to acquire a patent for it.
And how long ago was that?
Well, I think the idea sort of became clear in my mind in about 2003, and it got to the patent state by about 2006, and it's gone through a number of versions, and each version got improved upon to a point where I was ready to do another generation until I came with my current version, which I'm very happy with, which has been available now for just about 3 years.
Okay, so there's been several versions of this, and you've been refining it for a number of years, and now you offer it in a very durable fabric that's, you want to tell us a little bit about that? It's machine washable, I understand,
that's
so it's
correct.
Easy to keep this thing clean, and it should be, should last a long time. It looks really durable. It's an attractive thing. It, for those that haven't seen such a product, it's kind of like a saddle that goes over the back of the dog with pockets on either side. You want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, the Harvest was designed to maximize the benefit for the dog without a person inadvertently overburdening the dog. So there are actually four different vest sizes that are designed the same way, and those are small, medium, large, and extra large. And there is an extra small version. It's designed a little differently because the little wee dogs really shouldn't be asked to carry a whole lot.
No, that's for sure.
And the sizes are really for dogs in the small through extra large, roughly somewhere around 16, 17 pounds up to, I think the largest dog so far has been an 180-pound Neapolitan Mastiff. So it really is designed both with the vest size as well as the adjustable and removable straps to fit any make and model of dog. And one of the things I learned that I really hadn't thought much about until I had to do this hands-on measuring and adjusting is how many different shapes and sizes dogs come in, and that you could have three dogs that all weigh 60 pounds but could be built so differently that they would really require different sizes. It's pretty amazing.
And it occurs to me, Rachel, not only that, but that, of course, dogs don't stay the same size either, and you have a nice, generous program for allowing the dogs to grow and get bigger. Tell us about that.
That is right. You know, I'm a parent, and I'm sure many, many of the people out there are probably also parents. And when you have children and you feed them, they kind of grow. And when they first start walking, you know, you get them some shoes, and then lo and behold, they grow some more, and you get them a new pair of shoes. And it seems sometimes you go through these spurts where you're getting them new shoes every couple months. And people who get puppies often want to delay getting certain pieces of equipment until the dog is full grown in the belief that they don't benefit from it early on. And one of the things I learned with using the Harvest on both puppies and very small dogs as well as medium and large dogs is it has this incredible effect regardless of the age or size. So why wait until the dog has already developed really horrible habits when you can sort of start the dog off on the right paw, so to speak? So to that end, I came up with what I call a Grow With Me Harvest program. So somebody would buy the size that would fit their puppy now, and then when the dog outgrows it and they buy the first one at full price, they return it in working condition. It can't be eaten apart or anything. And then they get the next size up for half price. So for some people, it might only mean going from one size to the next size. But I just had my first graduate of the entire program was an Irish setter who started in an extra small as a puppy and within a year was in an extra large. So he's a great example. And he's actually not only in an extra large, but he's going to need the next strap size up when he fills out a little more. So he's really been a great benefit It's been a great benefit for them. And, you know, then when the returned ones come back to me, I usually make them donations to either shelter or people who really present to me as being of worth to get a donated gently used harvest.
That's great. Well, now review for us the benefits of this 3-in-1 product. What are those three items again?
Well, the product was originally designed, again, as I said, to be a no-pull harness, because there's a strap that goes across the front of the dog with an O-ring, and the dog cannot pull or pull with the same force as it might with the leash on the collar of the dog. And that was one thing. And I wanted it to be some sort of identifying cape if the dog was needing to do some sort of work-related job. And it was also a way for, you know, off-leash dogs or hiking dogs like your friend Tucker there to carry their own things while you're on the trail, so they can carry treats and keys and all kinds of things, poop bags, money. You just can, you know, limit it to what the size of the vest is. But the real magic of this product, which has just been a mind bender for me, and it's been a mind bender for many of my happy clients, is that it has a very sedating effect on dogs. When it's properly fitted, meaning the straps are snug, it actually creates pressure on a point on the dog's shoulder that calms the dog. So for a dog who can be very overbearing and kind of gregarious and unruly, it helps take them down a few notches in a very gentle, calm way. It's not force. It's not with anything other than the proper fitting of this. Much like if you wear jeans and t-shirts most of the time and then you get all dressed up for a special occasion, you might act a little bit more responsible, I guess. And then for dogs that are really shy or overwhelmed or shut down, it actually can help them feel a little more confident. The benefit of which is that they can start actually absorbing training because they're more confident instead of shutting down. The degree ranges from dog to dog, and the ability to notice the change is dependent on the eye of the beholder, so to speak. But the effect is immediate. And the effect is, as long as it's on, it might vary as the dog adjusts to it. And I'll tell you something, Bean, my spokesdog, who I adore, and he's almost 9, and he's been around a long time for me and helped me out a lot. He is a very well-behaved dog, and he's great on a leash, and he's great off a leash, and he's just a delightful dog. He almost always wears his harvest, and he loves it when I bring it out. He comes trotting over because he knows it means we're going to go for some fun adventure.
Right.
And there was a period of time a while ago where I started taking him for brief little excursions without it, just because we were kind of in a rush. And I noticed that he just was not as perfect. And so it has a residual effect. It has a long-term effect. And, you know, it is made out of Cordura, and it's very durable. It's lined with pack cloth, which was designed to help prevent shedding hairs from being collected on the vest. Each pocket has 2 zipper pulls, so it allows you to really kind of get stuff in there. And there's an ID badge on the back, which will allow you to put something to identify the dog.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was a good example of attention to detail. It's if your dog's going to be out running around the countryside, if you were to get separated, it's nice that you right there, you got a waterproof, transparent little pocket where the dog's ID can be readily available to anyone who might find them and help you get back together, you know. So I thought that was a good idea too.
And we've had people who may have gotten them for multiple dogs, and they just sort of slip in and out the different ID or name tag for their dog, which is also great. There's also a handle along the spine of it that has the benefit, if the dog is there to help you, if you're the right match of size dog to person, it can help with balance and stability, and it can help pulling up like a flight of stairs or along a slippery slope. And conversely, if it's the dog who's infirm, it can help the owner help the dog get either in and out of a vehicle or up and down stairs, you know, to help give it potty breaks. So it can be a help in both directions. And one client has told me that she uses it to hang it on a hook, and she also uses her harvest as her purse. So she takes it with and without her dog.
I see. Well, tell us, how can we see pictures of this harvest and place an order or inquire for more information?
Well, you can go to either the main page of my company, A Better Pet, by going to www.abetterpet.com. That's ABETTERPET.com. and they could go straight to the Harvest pages, and that would be Harvest, HARVEST.com. And there's also a lot of information for those of your listeners who are Facebook fans to go to my fan pages. There's also two of those, one specifically just for things relating to Harvest at Harvest 3-in-1 Backpack for Dogs, and not to forget the hyphen between the Har and the Vest. And then A Better Pet LLC has its fan page too. And Harvest is in there among other little nuggets of information in my training and services. And I'd love to see you guys at the fan pages.
And Rachel, I understand you're offering us a discount to our listeners of Pet Tech. Well, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I am kind of excited to be able to offer this. If you guys go and you're looking at the information on Harvest, you'll see that I also have this product called a Euro Leash. And the Euro Leash is this really great six-way leash. And essentially what it is a six-foot leather leash. And on either end is a clip, relatively small hardware. And then there's some O-rings and D-rings along the length of the leash. So it allows you to configure the leash to make a handle if that's the way you want it to go. You can very quickly tether the dog to some stationary object like a post or a piece of furniture. But the real cool thing that makes this even greater is that if you put it around your hips and clip it right on the leather, you have a hands-free way to walk your dog. So when I walk my dogs, whether I'm walking one, two, three, or sometimes more than that, I don't actually put my hands on the leash. I wear my dogs. And I also have sometimes my dogs wear another dog because the dogs are better at training dogs to walk well on a leash than even the best trainer in my experience. You just want to make sure when you do that, that you have the dog being led be either the same size or smaller than the dog leading. So I've decided that in order to be really kind of jump-starting people who might be interested, for anyone who goes to a special page for the Pet Tech listeners, and that page will be abetterpet.com/pettechradio, there is an offer for a free leash with the purchase of a Harvest. So that's like a $30 to $35 savings. It comes in a 3/4 inch width and a 1/2 inch width. I generally really recommend the thinner leash. The thicker one is great for people with horses, really great for horses, and for very big dogs because it's a little bit of a heavier leash. But I'm making an offer that they get a free leash of their choice if they purchase a Harvest through Pet Tech Radio, and that offer will be good through the end of April of 2012.
Well, that's terrific. That's a chance to get a free leather quality leash, a very versatile leash, along with your Harvest, and to save that kind of money on it. I want to thank you for that, Rachel. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for making time to tell us about the Harvest.
Well, thanks very much for having me, and we'll have to get Tucker all suited up.
Yes, this all means, I think, that now he can finally start carrying his fair share. I think I'll have him carry the first aid kit and his own treats when we go out on those hikes.
Well, thank you for letting me be on your show. It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Pet Tech will be right back after these messages.
Petco. Where the pets go. Petco. Where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
Dyson. The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out.
I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com and save up to 30% on pawsome gifts for the pets and pet people in your life. Toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com today. PetSmartDeal.com.
Betty White, what's the number one pet radio network in the world?
Pet Life Radio.
Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer. What radio network has over 5 million monthly listeners and over 50 pet talk shows?
Pet Life Radio.
Rachel Ray, where is the best place to reach potential customers if you have a pet business?
Pet Life Radio.
Put your business in front of over 5 million pet parents with a radio ad on Pet Life Radio, the award-winning number one pet radio network on the planet. Call our sales department today. Toll free at 877-385-8882. That's 877-385-8882. Or email us at sales@petliferadio.com. Steve Wozniak, if Apple was a pet business, where would you advertise your iLeash?
On Pet Life Radio.
Hey, if you like what I'm doing here at Pet Tech, I invite you to buy me a grande cup of coffee. Your support will help me grow the show. In return, I will read on the air during an upcoming episode a call-out, a short message from you to promote any pet club or group, animal protection group, or environmental cause you like. Just send your message with a check for $10 to Ken Jones, P.O. Box 61, Murphy's, California, 95247. That's P.O. Box 61, Murphy's, M-U-R-P-H-Y-S, California, 95247. That grande coffee is sure going to keep me going. Thanks. Hi, this is Ken Jones from the Prince of Ponds podcast. The frogs are shaking the shakers, the turtles are hitting the slapsticks, and the koi are blowing the trumpets. It's party time here at Prince of Ponds. Out under the swaying palm trees, the pond fairies are kicking up their heels and spinning in delight in the twilight. Here on Pet Life Radio, it's time to celebrate the magic of ponds, waterfalls, fountains, and water gardens at the Prince of Ponds podcast.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Pet Tech is back. So now on with the show. You know, my show mascot, his name is Tucker, and he's a border collie mix, a medium-sized dog. I worry about taking him in the car just because even though I restrain him with a leash in the back seat, I know that's not safe enough. And there is, in fact, a safety device available to the general public called the Sidekick. And today we're going to talk about this problem of safety in the car. I see all these dogs riding around in cars and really worry about two things. The distraction that it can provide to the driver, because I know my own dog has done this and it's never safe. To have a dog suddenly get all excited about something he sees outside and leap into your lap or lunge across the car is just not a good thing. And on top of that, if we were to have an accident, he's not restrained and he could get badly hurt. So I had to believe there were all kinds of restraint products out there in the pet industry, and there are not. And today we're going to talk to the CEO and inventor of a product called Sidekick that solves this problem. And I think it's a really important topic. So I want to introduce you to Barbara Pietra. Barbara, say hello to our listeners.
Nice to be here.
Well, it's sure nice to have you with us to talk on this very important topic. You've got what's... I mean, the dogs have it easy with your sidekick. They've certainly got it more comfortable than I do in my car. And it's designed to create some safety for them, too. So you want to tell us just a little bit about what that product's like?
Sure. Yep. It's like a dog bed, but it is two parts. It has an inner bag that is filled with polystyrene, small polystyrene beads, and it absorbs motion. So when your dog is sitting in the sidekick, they don't go sliding all over the seat or falling on the floor or hitting the dashboard. They just stay in one spot. They sort of nestle into it. And it's covered with an outer cover that's washable, machine washable. And I have three real soft, squishy faux furs. There's an ivory, a gray, and a black, so to coordinate with your car's interior.
Yeah.
And the dogs my dog just loves it, and she just jumps right in and sits right there. She knows that's where she's supposed to be, and I can drive around corners. One time I slammed on the brakes, and groceries went flying. My purse went on the floor, and she looked up at me like, what, is there something wrong? And it was just, it works.
Like she hardly noticed.
Yeah, she didn't notice at all.
What kind of dog do you have? Tell us about your dogs. What do you have?
Oh, my dog. I have little Maggie, who is she'll be 16 this year.
Wow.
And she's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Ah.
And she's kind of outlived what everybody expected, because they don't usually live to be 16 years old. But
I think that's true.
She's the joy of my life, and I take her everywhere, so I needed something.
Maggie's been trying out. She's your product tester, huh?
Oh, yes. She's the CEO of product testing.
Well, I think I see pictures of her on your website.
Yes. My Maggie.
Yeah. Well, those, they look like beanbags for dogs. They're, of course, smaller than a beanbag, but they just look very comfortable. And I can imagine that giving some support when the car's moving around, that absorbs the motion to a large degree. Now, you told us that you did some testing of different materials to try to figure out what might help with this motion problem, right? To give stability to the dog when the car's moving around. What did you try and what did you find?
Well, I considered like foam, crushed foam, rubber, recycled polystyrene parts, that it's just all crushed up and recycled stuff, and just regular polyester fiberfill, which is what most dog beds are made out of. So if you just put your regular dog bed in the car, it won't work the way the sidekick works. And then the polystyrene beads, especially the size that I chose, I tested three or four different sizes of the polystyrene beads. The only one that really worked the best was the one that I chose, and I have put in all the sidekicks. And it has to have just the right amount in there so that the dog can squish and nestle in there, and it absorbs motion. And it's especially good for dogs who get motion sickness. And for the dogs who get motion sickness, a lot of the time it's just psychological. And in that case, I recommend to people that they put the sidekick in the house, let the dog, sit on it, sleep on it, and then they get used to it. And then when they go in the car, they won't associate the car so much with the getting motion sickness, because they'll have their sidekick with them. But I also take it with me, it's in the car. I have them in both of my cars all the time. And if I go to like an outdoor cafe, I just unbuckle it and take it with me, and Maggie sits on that instead of sitting on the cold cement. So I use it in the house. I use it when I go out, if we'll take a walk at the beach and sit down for a while, I'll just stir on that.
Well, Maggie's got a pretty cushy life, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's nice. And when I go to people's houses, I take it with me too, because a lot of people don't like you to bring your animal and have them on your furniture. Mm-hmm. And so I bring the sidekick with me, and Maggie sits on her sidekick when we go visiting people.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
There's another component to this besides the motion absorbing bed. Tell us about the other part of it. It's fastened. It's not just sitting loose, right?
No. I leave the seatbelts are buckled, the sidekick seatbelt, and I buckle it. But the way you attach this is you buckle you buckle the seatbelt in the car, and then you put the wrap the Velcro straps around the lap portion of the seatbelt, and then I put the carabiner clip in between the Velcro straps on the car's lap part of the seatbelt, and I just leave it there. So when Maggie jumps in the car, she jumps on her sidekick, and I just buckle on her harness, and she's good to go. So they're adjustable. They come in two different sizes for smaller and larger dogs, and they're both sizes are adjustable, and they're very strong, and the components are the aluminum clip and aluminum carabiner, and then there's a slider so you can adjust it. And it's a very heavy nylon, so it's going to keep them safe. If you get into a car accident, they're not going to go, you know, I had a neighbor who, unfortunately, she also has a Cavalier, and she slammed on her brakes, and her dog hit the dashboard and knocked out three teeth.
Oh, yeah. So the point I'd want to make to our listeners here is that the bed is attached to the car seat, to the safety belt, and then the dog is also with a short leash mm-hmm. that's attached to their, could be attached to their collar, but we know a harness would be much safer.
Yes, I wouldn't.
So you really should, I would use a harness in combination with this, and that way the dog's going to stay in the seat no matter what happens, short of tumbling head over heels, I suppose.
Right.
At least if you have to put on the brakes real fast, or heaven forbid you run into somebody else, gosh, most, you know, animals are like small kids. They would go flying in that car and get really badly hurt.
Yeah.
And with this, that can't happen.
No.
So I'm amazed that there really isn't, that this whole thing hasn't been approached adequately in the past, that so many of us pet owners ride around with our cars with us. They're our partners, our buddies. Tucker goes with me everywhere, but there's just no provisions for their safety in a car, or even for our safety with them in the car. I'm just amazed this problem hasn't been approached before. Do you know anything about the incidents of accidents that involve dogs?
With me right now, but I know AAA reported some incredibly high number of accidents that were caused by driver distraction, and I know there's legislation right now that is hopefully going to be passed at the end of the year about dogs having to be restrained in a car, and I have friends and friends of friends who have gotten tickets for having their dog in their lap while they're driving because it's considered a distraction. But as of today, there is no law, but they are working on it, and it's expected to pass by the end of the year that your dog has to be restrained in the car.
Now, that's here in California you're speaking of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now I just think this is something that's going to, I can't see how or why it shouldn't be a law everywhere, just for the safety of the dogs and for ourselves, for the people in the car, too. It's just, it's a real common sense solution to an obvious problem.
Yes. And I have one other story where I was driving through the canyon here in Laguna Beach, and I was turning left, and this woman on my left was making a right, and her little dog was in the back seat, and he fell right out of the window. And I started honking and waving my arms, and I pulled over, and she didn't even know he'd fallen out of the window.
Whoa.
So I ran over and got the dog. Everybody stopped. She was like, oh, my gosh, thank you. But she didn't even realize he'd fallen out of the window.
Of course, all dogs love to hang out the window, and I think we get very cavalier after a while, think that, you know, nothing's going to happen because nothing happened last time. But dogs do fall out of vehicles. It does happen. I've worked for veterinarians for many years. I worked at an emergency hospital for dogs, and we saw a lot of car-related accidents. And so this stuff does definitely happen, and we have to protect them. And I just think your invention here is exactly the kind of thing that needs to be commonplace. So tell us, before we go, let's go over it very quickly here. The features, it comes in two sizes, and is it three or four colors? Or five fabrics, I see here on your website. Five fabrics to choose from.
Right.
Is that right?
Two sizes. And the smaller one is 22 by 24, and the larger one is 34 by 22, so it's about 10 inches wider.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has we have the three faux furs, the ivory, the gray, and the black, and then we have the tan and black faux suede.
Mm.
And so those are the five fabrics that it comes in.
And as I understand it, the way this is built, it's a bag within a bag. I mean, the cover is removable for washing. It's completely washable.
Yeah, yes. There's a long zipper that is positioned opposite of the Velcro strap. So it's not where in a place where the dogs would get to it and, like, chew on the little thingy. So it's sort of out of their reach. But you just unzip it, take the inner bag out, and throw the outer bag in the washing machine anytime you want to. And I just, you know, every couple of weeks I throw it in there with my regular laundry, and then it's fresh and clean.
And this is available to the general public directly through your website. It's generally not available through retailers. You need to go to Barbara's website and purchase it directly from the inventor herself. And give us that website, Barbara.
It's sidekick4pets, four spelled out four, .com.
So that's sidekickforpets.com.
Yes.
And is there a phone number people can call if they have a question?
Yes. It's 714-200-4711.
And are you on the social media network? Are you on Facebook?
I have a page on Facebook.
So we can find you on Facebook, too.
Yes.
Well, that's terrific. I thank you so much for telling us about Sidekick.
Dogs love it. Cats love it in the house. It's hard to get a cat in the car, but my cat loved it. She used to sleep on it for 8 hours at a time. So,
well, I can't imagine any critter not wanting to nestle down into this bed. It looks very comfy. It looks comfortable enough for me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And now this it retails $69.95 for the smaller one. And
yeah.
How much for the larger one?
$79.95.
And the seat belts that need to go with it are separate at $14.95 and $16.95. Is that right?
$18.95. $14.95 and $18.95.
Okay. So I've got to get one for Tucker, and I think everyone that ever takes their dog in the car with them would be smart to have something like this. And I urge everyone to go to the website, because there's a lot of great pictures there, very, very enjoyable photos, and it's easy.
Yeah.
Once you see it, you can see how comfortable it would be and how well it would work. It's just a really good idea, and I want to thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Now, Barbara, before we leave, though, our listeners, you have a gift for our listeners. We were going to have a contest here, and they're going to get a chance to win one of these Sidekicks absolutely free. Tell us about that. What are you offering?
Their choice. The only thing I'm out of is the large gray, but the ivory and the black fur I have in smalls and larges, and also the faux suede tan and black I have in both sizes, and the seat belts I have also in both sizes. So, yes, I would be more than happy to give away that gift to your listeners.
Well, one lucky listener is going to get that, and we'll describe in greater detail at the end of the show just how you enter that contest and win your own free Sidekick. Well, thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Some of you listeners are simply pet parents, and that's great. Some of you are pet hobbyists, and some of you work in the pet industry. Well, I have a pet project I want your help on. We all know that pet hobbies that involve the raising and breeding of animals is good for kids. It teaches responsibility, discipline, and encourages learning. It gets kids outside and connecting with other kids with similar interests. Well, I've heard industry leaders lament that interest by our youth in pet hobbies is down. The future of the industry is in question because fewer and fewer children are engaging in pet hobbies. They are seduced away by today's electronic gadgets and video games. I know this is true in my own home. Getting my two sons to get off the games and go outside is a constant struggle. I hear that pet clubs and aquarium societies don't have as many young members as they used to. Indeed, their membership is only getting older, and some worry about where the new membership will come from. Well, I have a great idea for a solution to this problem, but it represents a lot of work. And before I proceed, I want your opinion. I want to hear about your experience and concerns. Is this really a problem? Are fewer and fewer children taking up pet hobbies? Do you think something needs to be done about it for the health of children and the future of the pet industry? If so, please let me hear your thoughts. Email me at pettech@petliferadio.com. What about your chapter of the breed club, 4-H, scout troop, or aquarium society? Are kids' participation in pet hobbies waning? I will do my best to relay your thoughts to the leadership of the pet industry and just maybe put my idea for a solution into action. Let me hear from you at pettech@petliferadio.com about this important question. Thank you. Listeners, in these early days of the show, it is easier now than it will ever be to win free pet merchandise. I have boxes of beautiful brand new products sitting here waiting for a new home, donated by show guests. Yours for the asking. It's easy. Tell your friends so they can get theirs too. The simple directions are on each episode and on the show notes for each episode on our websites. Got a question? Call me, 209-728-8208. Email me at pettech@petliferadio.com. From episode 1, we have a $100 discount. That's 25% off the Avian Aqua Clean, simply for mentioning our show, Pet Tech, when you place your order. And you can win a free CD of the soothing stories and music for the solo dog. From episode 2, you can enter the drawing to win a free bottle of Clear FX Pro filter media for your aquarium. And you can win a free bottle of OxyCharge stain and odor remover for your home. From episode 3, you can win your free large bottle of canine glucosamine. Here from episode 4, you will win a $35 leather Euroleash for free with your purchase of a Harvest 3-in-1 backpack for dogs. Go to this webpage to claim your free leash. abetterpet.com/pettechradio. That's abetterpet.com, Pet Tech Radio. And you can win your very own Sidekick car safety seat for pets. Nearly a $100 value for free. Simply email me, pettech@petliferadio.com. That's pettech@petliferadio.com with the name Sidekick in the subject line to be entered in the drawing. This drawing closes April 30th, 2012. Visit the show notes page for episode 4 at our website for details. Until next time, don't forget to give your pets a little loving today.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.